Welcome to Herb Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for everybody. My name is Erica Ensign. I am happy to be here with two of my good friends,
Annette Weirstra
and Kirsten Gorick.
And we have just watched the very first episode of Wynonna Earp. As Kirsten pointed out, it's Wynonna, not Winona. So
that's true. I watched it for the very first time today. Annette and Erica are rewatching, whereas I am brand new to it.
Yeah, it's important to have a control group.
Yeah, and the big question was like, was Kirsten going to like the show at all, or were we getting her into this?
Yes,
sucking her in, and she's going to hate it.
Was this going to be the first episode of a podcast where we lose a co-host after the very first episode? And thank heavens we're not.
It's true. I was hooked probably in the first 5 minutes, if I'm being honest.
Hooray!
That's very exciting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be sort of a, if you are familiar with the Incomparable Network, where you are listening to us now, you may be familiar with the podcast Lazy Doctor Who, which I do on this very couch with my spouse, Stephen. This is going to follow kind of a similar format. We'll watch an episode and then we'll talk about it. That may change as time goes on and are forced to watch episodes apart, which would be very sad. But for now, we're just taking it fast and loose and talking about what we just watched. And yes, as Kirsten said, Annette and I have seen Winona Earp before. Without being spoilery, give me your reasons, Annette, for wanting to rewatch it. What is it that you like about it without obviously spoiling too much for Kirsten or listeners?
How do I sum it up?
Good
hard
luck
to talk around that. Because I love it. It's funny. It's got a lot of the supernatural elements. When I first heard of the title, I thought it was going to be a Western.
Me too.
It's not a Western because I hate Westerns. And I think there's just so many good relationships in that build, and you're seeing the seeds of them in this first episode, and I really want to talk about them, but we can't because I don't want to spoil everything for Kirsten. But yeah, there's just so much good stuff coming.
Yes. Yeah, that actually sums up my favorite parts of it as well. And I am also not a fan of Westerns, which is why I didn't watch Firefly until it had been off the air for I can't remember how many years.
It's not really a Western either, but
Cowboys.
I love it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whereas Firefly is it's a science fiction show that has Western tropes and elements. This is very much a kind of a horror show that's, I don't want to say soap opera-y, but it has a very CW feel to it.
Yeah. A little Buffy-ish too, I think.
Yes, very, yeah. Very Buffy-ish. Yeah. And then it's, you know, you've got this veneer of a Western sort of laid over the top of it. You see the cowboy boots and the fringe and the cowboy hats and, you know, a great big-ass gun.
And we know that all of Burton's actually dress like that all the time.
Yeah, we all wear cowboy hats with really shiny
sheriff. I'm wearing
sheriff.
Fringes right now.
Yeah. Yep, or sparkly sweaters like Waverly has on.
I do have a side ponytail right now, like
that's
Waverly,
true.
I'd like to point out.
That is true.
For our viewers and listeners.
Absolutely, Albertan. And yes, we are recording this in Edmonton, Alberta, so we're only about 3 hours north from where this show is filmed. Someday, set visit, guys.
Like, set visit. Are we going to be on the set someday soon? Maybe.
Probably.
Definitely.
Yep, it's exciting to be so close to something because not a ton of stuff gets shot in Alberta. There's more than you might think. The film industry in Alberta is burgeoning, but it's not like an everyday occurrence like if you live in the Vancouver area
or Toronto.
Like, you know, walking to work, you have to walk through three film sets and get yelled at by a bunch of production assistants.
Nothing that I'm as excited about as this show, I think.
Me too.
Yeah, and I always hear about the movies. I don't hear about the shows that you know, spend seasons and seasons filming in Alberta, which is neat.
Yep, I love it. All right, so Kirsten, as somebody who has come to this for the very first time, what are your initial impressions of this show? What stuck out at you that you're excited to see more about?
I really like the dialogue. I find Winona to be just really sassy and interesting. She doesn't take shit from anybody. And you can tell there's a lot that has made her who she is. And I'm sure that we will learn more about that as we go along. But I think it did a really good job of grabbing me right away. There was that horror element that you talked about. And I actually was a little concerned because that first scene in the woods was a little scary. And I'm not a horror person. I watch things like Supernatural and I get a lot of supernatural feels from this first episode too, with, you know, the magic gun, you know, the Colt, as it were. But I feel like the sister relationship really grabbed me right away, and I want to know more about that. And I find Waverly really interesting, and there's such a foil to the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that they have things in common, but they're also very different, which sisters generally are.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when Erica first sold the show to me, that was the thing you said, was this is ultimately a story about two sisters and their relationship. And that's sort of the heart of that.
I feel like that is a thing that is lacking on television these days. I mean, healthy and unhealthy relationships between women on television, I don't see as much of that as I would like. And this is one where, without spoiling, like it is two sisters. So it's a complicated relationship. And it's fun to watch these two people who have been apart, who haven't even seen each other in 3 years at this point, come back together. And there's, you know, obviously a shared history and a bond of some serious, serious trauma.
Yes.
Wynonna shot her own father in the back. It was an accident, but still, we had the line where Gus, her aunt, is telling her that she's as broken as they come. It's just like, whoa.
That's harsh.
Yeah. But yeah, but that's how you get broken. You shoot your daddy.
That'll do it.
Well, and don't forget, Willa dragged out.
Yeah.
Right? The disappeared.
The heir apparent who died.
So they lost a sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A sister and a father, and then now an uncle who we never got to meet because he died off screen before the show started. Mm-hmm. And now poor Gus is in intensive care. This definitely is a horror show because people are dropping
people
and dying.
Are getting their... So I forgot how gross this episode was, and mm-hmm. I feel like it's not this gross, the tongue thing. Mm-hmm.
That was,
we don't see things like
that. Was really gross.
Yeah. Or do you see it regularly and we just sort of
maybe
blocked it
jaded?
Out? Because I
remember
the
tongue,
kind of
though. It's like, oh no, that tongue thing's coming now. That's so gross.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm not... I like horror stuff okay, but it's not a genre that I'm terribly in love with. So I had many roommates over the years that were really deeply into horror. So I've seen a lot of horror movies and I've had many discussions about like the tropes and stuff of the creation of horror films. And it's fun to watch. Like, we had two shots in the woods in that opening scene, mm-hmm. of, you know, a close-up of like the camera on the ground and like a woman lying on the ground with her arms stretched out toward the camera and then just being dragged away by her heels, yeah. Like very quickly. And that's like a classic horror move, and we get to see it twice, and that warmed my heart a little bit. It's like, oh, they're paying homage to the greats, you know?
Yeah.
But it's also a little more horror comedy,
yes.
Which is, that's my happy place, is horror comedy. So mm-hmm. you get those tropes, but in an amusing, mm-hmm. and sort of playful way. So you're not just doing straight up horror.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like when she walks into the woods and says, you know, we're armed. Poorly.
Yeah.
And there's only her. There is no we.
We.
Right? Exactly. And bring some levity to it so you're not too freaked out.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I like the use of the word sassy. I can't remember which one of you said that. Yes. Because she is. Like, even just like as the bus is driving away under her breath, just assholes. Mm-hmm. Ooh, which reminds me of the other thing that I really enjoy is that when you have a character on screen by themselves, in order to really get things across, sometimes it's kind of necessary to have that character talk to themselves. And sometimes that really bothers me on TV shows. Mm-hmm. But here, like, just Melanie Scrofano, who plays Wynonna, is, she's very good at doing it in a way that makes it seem like this is a thing that she just does. I mean, she's a character who's been on her own for a long time. And, you know, I talk to myself kind of a lot while I'm by myself. So
to be accurate, she was talking to her truck.
That's true. That's
she's
true.
She's talking to her truck.
Mm-hmm. I also talk to things that can't answer me back. So, you mm-hmm. know,
yep.
I talk to my cats a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, your cats can kind of answer you back.
It's true. They
different
do.
Language.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that the fact that the show is self-aware enough to point out the fact that it's doing that, because then, yes, she does say, and now I'm talking to my truck. So it's like, it's so self-aware in a funny way, because you're right, it is
even
horror
the quips,
comedy.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you blow up your bike and she's mm-hmm. got like a snappy quip all yep. the time, which mm-hmm. you know, who in real life can come up with those perfect quips? But that's just what makes such a good funny show, is just mm-hmm. quips.
Yep, I love it.
Also blowing up
mm-hmm.
things,
yes.
kicking things.
Yeah. And while they did not say it specifically, I very carefully pointed out the moment where it is canonical that this show is set in Canada, in Alberta, because the first time I watched it, I wasn't entirely sure. And I think
I totally missed it. Mm-hmm. I just assumed you corrected me, and I had assumed it was somewhere in the States, close to the OK Corral. And I'm still trying to figure out, why did they move up to Alberta. I don't know, but it's clear they did have CP trains going through, or Canadian Pacific trains coming through the scene. And it looks so Albertan.
It does.
Yeah.
My heart just beats. It's like, this is, I mean, you guys are natives here. I this is my chosen home, but you guys were born, born and raised. So for me, it's just like every little thing that I see that I recognize, it's like, oh, I get that because I came here just like Wyatt Earp did.
Yes, he did.
And then he raised his family. But yeah, when Dolls first appears, who we saw just a little bit of him, he's talking about the fact that he's on a cross-border task force, and they do a close-up on her badge that she gets at the end, and it's got a little bit of the Canadian flag, a little bit of the U.S. flag, and yeah, because I think, is it the sheriff who says, you know, you don't have jurisdiction here? And he's like, cross-border task force. So, like, there we go. That's all cleared up. Don't have to worry about that anymore. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Dolls?
There's definitely more to that story. I mean, how does a U.S., is he a sheriff, a deputy?
U.S. Marshal.
Marshal? Mm-hmm. How does he know about the existence of demons, and what kind of task force is this? And he just, you know, throws those words around like it's everyday common to him. And it totally takes Winona back when she I think she even said, I can't believe you actually said it.
I know, because everyone talks around it.
Well, and she's like, mentioned she was institutionalized for it, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there's definitely, yeah, it's just really interesting. It's that small town where I don't know if they know about it and they pretend they don't, or they wish they didn't, or if it's a mixture of some do and some don't. But
we're just mmming to that.
I appreciate the non-spoiler mm-hmms.
Yep. I particularly appreciated the part where she went on, and Waverly are on the porch as Dolls is coming up. She's like, but really great butt. Wynonna is just like, yep.
Yeah, and then I was trying to check out his butt in the next scene, but I couldn't really get a good,
give us a good view.
It was not a good shot. So creators, you know, if you're going to mention someone's butt, make sure the next scene prominently features said butt.
Right.
Just a note.
Well, something to watch for in future episodes. Maybe that was it. That was actually a teaser to get you to watch more episodes.
It's working.
So
it's
close. Working. So close to the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Can be part of our rating is butt ratings. How much did we see? Was it good enough?
Love it. All right. Well, anything else you guys want to cover before we move on to episode 2? Because we are marathoning a little bit today.
Yeah.
No. It's hard to talk too much without getting spoiled. Oh, there's the mysterious man who climbed out of a well. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And uses old timey words and is dressed in great outfit that is not modern. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I don't know what's going on there, but there's something going on there. Yeah. Yeah. That was surprising, actually, at the end where he was in this trailer hanging out with all these demons, which I didn't expect. So I don't know what the deal is there. I will say I like the music. I'm really digging the soundtrack of the show.
Yeah, I like that.
I know it's
soundtrack.
Only been one episode, but I find the theme song. Yeah, I find when there's good music, I notice that right away. And I find some shows do that better than others.
Yep. Yeah, I quite like it. And it's nothing, at least nothing for me, that has been recognizable. Like, I don't know any of those songs. Mm-mm. I just feel like they're very well chosen and fit with whatever's happening on screen, or the feel of the scenes. So I've really liked it. Yeah. Have you known any of those songs? Are they familiar to
you? I haven't, but that's part of the reason I like it. I know way back in the day, because I'm super old, obviously, when the OC was big, they launched the careers of a lot of bands based on the show, like their episodes, the music they played. Sometimes I actually had them perform as part of an episode.
That was the first time I had ever heard of Death Cab for Cutie. It was when I saw them on the OC.
So I like when shows introduce me to different music that I maybe necessarily wouldn't listen to, because I'm not the most varied music listener in my normal life.
So. Neither am I. I spend too much time listening to podcasts instead of music.
That is true. So maybe we should stop talking up the music, because we might be talking people out of listening to future episodes of our podcast, which would be sad and unfortunate. But I do think when we go on our road trip to see
we
need to make a soundtrack.
We need like a mix CD.
Mm-hmm. Yes, CD. Okay, you are really old. All right, it is officially established.
It's your job to burn us a CD.
My MacBook Air doesn't have a CD drive anymore, so I'll just make a playlist.
Not all cars have CD players in them in the first place, anyway. So that might not even work.
I have a 2017. There's still a CD player in it.
Oh, okay.
There's also a USB drive, though.
Both mine have a CD player still. We never use it. But it exists.
Mm-hmm. I actually have Hadestown in my CD player in my car right now.
I don't know what that is.
It is a new musical. You should all check it out. It's amazing. It's totally off topic, but it's really cool.
Well, maybe you need to guest on a Corner of the Sky, which is an Incomparable Network podcast about musicals.
So that would be amazing.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up for our first episode of Herb Chirp. And we will see you after episode 2. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Do you need a fun sign-off? Like, is there an ERP-based sign-off we could use to end the show? Like, I mean, we're not going to call it everybody.
Yeah, I'm just going to call all everybody. All of our quips are really offensive.
I know. I was going to say, see you later, assholes.
Maybe that's not the let's watch an episode 2.
Maybe we'll get something less offensive.
See if we can find something that's a little bit better. See you later, sisters.
Nah, that's not right either.
Okay. Anyway, till next time. Bye, guys.